The idea of surrender is something that has been with me since 2019, when I was first introduced to the Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer. And it was a book that I'd found unexpectedly on Audible at a time when I knew there was a different way to live life, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And when I stumbled across that book, it felt like divine timing because at that time in my life, I was moving from my head to my heart. And there was something deeper stirring in my soul that I couldn't quite put my finger on, but that book really helped bridge the gap between the spiritual and the material world and really solidified this idea of you don't have to leave behind the material world in order to be spiritual. You can still go about your spiritual practices, your healing work and the dissolving of the ego or the detached, not detachment, the unattachment from the ego and still live life and still attain six material success. You know, you don't have to give up material success in order to be spiritual. You could enjoy material wealth, material goals, and have this level of deeper contentment, this deeper soul fulfillment as you navigate the material world. And that's really the balance that I was looking for. And if you haven't read the book, I highly recommend it. But the reason I'm bringing that up today is because the interesting thing is, as I was listening to the book and I was contemplating this idea of surrender for my life, I was really open to it. I was open to life. My friends knew that this was a way of life that I was learning to embrace more and more. And I was doing it in relation to my work, my career, in terms of my identity and who I was, who I was becoming. And what my work was and what my work was becoming in the world, the stuff that I was creating, the opportunities that were presenting, like the direction of my life, I was really open to. However, now with the benefit of hindsight, I know that I was surrendered. And at that time, I thought I was surrendered in general. And I realized I was actually surrendered in just a few areas of my life. There was one particular area that I wasn't surrendered to, that I still was holding on to with a lot of control, and that is love, relationships, romance. And in 2019, I'd just come out of a 7-year relationship. And my identity was shifting, and I was happy being single. So I moved into that chapter of my life being content on my own as I was going into this deeper self-discovery journey. And I was talking to lots of different women and I was exploring who I was on deeper levels. And I didn't feel I had the space or the capacity to engage in a relationship. I didn't want to, but I definitely had an idea of the type of person that I wanted, and the timing of when it would happen as well. I thought once I have my career figured out, once I have enough money, then I'll be open to love. Then maybe love will be on the cards. Little did I realize that at the beginning of 2022, I'd be introduced to someone who is now my current partner, my girlfriend. And at that time, love and relationships was the least of my concerns. I was very much focused on starting my coaching practice, traveling the world, meeting more people, exploring more of my creative self and diving deeper into medicine work and healing work. And the funny thing is, there is this plan that life has, and it's very clear in Michael Singer's story as well, in the book Surrender Experiment, that he has this idea in his life about the way things will happen in his life, and yet different circumstances to what he thought would occur, and the role of the individual, i.e. me and him, in our stories is to let go of the plan in our head to be open to the plan that's unfolding. And I was really resistant to entering a relationship because I'd telling myself for the longest time, I'm not ready. Now's not the time. Because I need all of these other things in order first, then I'll be open to a relationship. And of course, life had other plans. My soul had other plans, you know. Clearly, that was the perfect time. That was the right time to start leaning into a relationship, to do work in relation to intimacy, in relation to sex, in relation to love, in relation to the deeper levels of healing that can only happen when you're in a relationship. Because there's only so much work we can do on our own. So I guess I'm saying all of this to ask you, where are you not surrendered in your life? What are you holding on to still? Even though you think you might be open, even though you think that you're on track to healing and self-discovery in a way that is positive and forward progressing, and you know what I mean, like it's happening in the way that you think it needs to happen, where are you closed off? What are you still controlling in your life? And I guess an indication might be, what are the areas that you don't really pay attention to at the moment? That's not on your priority list? Because what if those are the areas that need the most work, or those are the areas that come to fruition the most? Because the way I see it now is, like, if you're not surrendered in those areas and you're not ready to receive in those particular areas of your life, the areas where you actually want progress and success might be blocked as well. Because it comes down to the idea of receiving and openness in general. It doesn't matter what you are open to and what you are receiving. If what you're open to and what you're resistant to receive, or sorry, what you're not open to and what you're resistant to receive, is something other than things you're focusing on, then it's still a block, right? Like, I wasn't focused on love and relationships and I was closed off from it. And I was focused so much on my career, but by me being closed off to that, there was a part of me that was closed off to miracles in general, opportunities in general. And so work wouldn't be as fast moving or forward progressing or as clear as it could be. So it's been interesting to see how my conversations and my learnings have shifted as I've been in a relationship. Anyway, that's all for today. I love you, and talk to you soon.